I'm really disturbed about the fact that we can't say anything about Pat's birthday because it was yesterday.
Oh, well.
Oh, are we disturbed?
Well, now you bring it up, we might as well just talk about it.
Might as well.
You know, it's just amazing how he's getting older.
Much older.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Totally amazing. You know, he's on this health kick right now. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not eating anything. He just kind of sniffs food or something. I don't know what it is.
It's got that little tiny waist.
It is, man. I think it's like down to like 46, 47. I know.
Well, almost.
And he's laughing like, nah, it's a 28. You're right. You know, he's like, nah. I'm not bringing my waist up.
I'll tell you. Shape.
No, I was thinking like, man, my waist is getting smaller and smaller. And I realized, no, it's just my pants are getting lower and lower. You're laughing like you believe that. Anyway, so Pat's eating healthy, right? He's eating healthy. I think he's got like carrots laying here with some sort of technical juice or something. And he ate a sandwich on the air on Friday.
Oh, come on.
He ate a sandwich on the air.
On the air.
On the air. He sure did.
He lost weight in front of us eating a sandwich. It's amazing how that works.
Wow.
And then he offered us some.
Well, you looked like he was hungry. I just,
well, he didn't offer a piece of the sandwich. It was like a little fat lettuce, tomato, and all that kind of stuff in there. Anyway, it's his birthday yesterday. And so we didn't want to, you know, mess up, you know, tempt him or anything with like real food. And and so what I did was I had a divine word, you know, obviously about this. And I it's important, you know, if he's really working hard, you know, and he wants to fit into his high school, you know,
jeans,
cheerleader uniform. No, right.
I'm sure football. He has those skinny jeans, you know.
Skinny jeans.
No, ain't happening.
Well, actually, everything that we wear goes like skinny jeans. Those skinny jeans? No. Those are not skinny jeans. Anyway, so what I do, man, I got a beautiful idea, man, about how to make a cake for somebody like Pat who's healthy. And unlike our cake, put some chocolate on it and some ice cream with it. A whole head of lettuce. Like a whole head of lettuce. You know, iceberg lettuce, big ball iceberg lettuce, and then cut the bottom off where it sits flat on the plate, and then you can take carrots. You take carrots and then you stick them. We gotta make this available on the torch so you guys can see this. You can go to vfntv.com, click on the torch. It was brilliant. Is that not brilliant?
It's brilliant.
And so what it was, it was lettuce with carrots as candles sticking out of it. And so we all walked in there to his surprise, you know, and saying happy birthday to him and just left it sitting in his lap. We went and had some real food.
And let me guess, the lettuce and the carrots, did they leave with him?
Yes, they did. He took the cake home in a Ziploc.
That's that.
You know, I said, do you want to take the cake? And most people go, no, it's on a deal. He goes, yeah, I'll take the cake. He like took the carrots, the plate. Did you take the plate?
I left the plate.
Thank you.
Okay. Donna would have been happy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Donna, now, she labored. She labored intensely because she knew that years ago when he used to eat sugar, that he likes food. He likes Butterfingers.
Ooh.
And so she made him two Butterfinger pies, labored, multiple trips, you know, to the store. I mean, she had to hook the horses up, take the carriage, go down, you know. When she went out of the store and came back, just happy as can be, just rolling these candy bars out. And
really?
I'm serious.
After
the lettuce cake, lettuce eat cake, right? So after the lettuce cake, then she brings out the pies. You think he's like, oh, this is great. I'm going to eat a pie. He licks a slice. He just licks it. She takes a whole slice of pie and just licks it, you know. And every one of us are like, dude, I just feel fat. I mean, because I'm on my last, Chris and I are on our last bite of this thing, you know, right? He's like, just licking the plate that was on is still sitting there, you know, like three quarters of that hard labor, intensive love that Donna put together for him.
I ate a piece.
You ate a piece of a piece. A piece of a piece.
Wow.
Oh, come
now
on.
Did Chris do the cake justice? Did Chris make up for
No, we felt really convicted when he licked his pie. But I was able to talk with Donna and just ease her, you know, the pain that she felt intensely of laboring.
She told me you wanted it, so we left it there.
It was pretty good. I'm not one of those kind of candy bar eaters. What are they called?
Butterfingers.
It's like sticks in your teeth. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but you get to eat it for hours and hours afterward.
Oh, gosh.
As you're digging it out of your
Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. Wash me, Jesus. You know, Lord, we just pray for a dental plan for Pat.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's skinny, but he needs a dentist. Well,
toothless.
Yeah, and so I just want to thank the Lord for healing my wife's heart, you know, laboring so hard that he only, can you imagine that? You're fixing a cake and they just lick it? Oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's got sugar in it, you know.
And her cakes are good, I bet. Boy, I know.
It was really, it was amazingly was very good. It was, I was pretty impressed.
I can't believe she did that.
Yeah, yeah. And
I can't believe you didn't eat it.
Isn't that amazing? We're just going to get past this. Even though Jesus says when they put it in front of you.
Eat it.
I just hope that when the Lord returns, you know, and he says, you would have made it in, but you didn't eat the piece of pie. We'll just see. I don't know. Grace, wow. Lord. Grace.